2014 Verizon Vikings training camp rolls on from Mankato. We're in the final stretch, but we interrupt the training camp coverage for some good news. A familiar face is with us in this interview, but also with us in a working capacity, EJ Henderson, the youth football manager for the Minnesota Vikings. You've remained a part of the family since your retirement, but now it's an official member of the working family here at the Vikings.
Yes, sir. It's definitely official now. I've been a part of the, you know, the youth football program and things with the community outreach when I was a player and the couple of years since I've been retired. So this is an extension of that program, and I'm excited about it.
What are some of your goals as the Vikings youth football manager when you get into the office on the first day and you write your goals on the whiteboard? What's EJ Henderson's goals?
Well, we're going to put out the things that we want to focus on and our main initiatives. One of the biggest ones being player health and safety. We definitely want to spread that message and let the community know how serious we are, the organizations, and how serious the Wilfs are about the epidemic that's going on. We want to spread the football message to the greater Minnesota area. We want to kind of get out of the Twin Cities and let them get a taste of what the Vikings have to offer and what our great sport of football has to offer.
You were a very community-conscious guy as a player here. Talk about, you started up a couple of organizations when you were a player, and then right after you got done. Tell us about those.
So the EJ Henderson Youth Foundation is my nonprofit that's been going since 2007, and we focus on improving the health and fitness of urban youth, high school-age young men and women. We're currently located in North High School. We have a fitness center over there. We're running two times a week, so anytime you're in town, come over to North High School about 2:30 and come check us out. Then I have a mobile organization, Youth Pro Fitness and Nutrition, or YoPro for short. And that's basically the same thing, improving the health and fitness, but it's for a younger demographic, ages 7 to 13.
You don't have a locker anymore. You have an office now at Winter Park, okay? So you're subject to office pranks. I hope you know that.
Oh, man, that's going to be something I get used to. The boys didn't really play with me that much in the locker room, but, you know, upstairs I let it slide.
But see, no one would play with you in the locker room as players because you're going to mess them up. That's an HR violation now if you mess up one of your coworkers, okay?
Different rules. So I'll find a way to play back, fight fair.
All right, man. Welcome.
Appreciate it.